Sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an IVF mix-up at Monash IVF Brisbane has resulted in a couple giving birth to the wrong baby. The couple have no legal rights to their biological child, as Queensland family law experts say the law recognises the birth parents as the child's legal parents. The biological parents could launch a custody claim, and the unprecedented mix-up could set a precedent for future custody battles. Dr. Christopher Rudge of Sydney Law School stated the couple would have to prove, potentially, that their genetic material had been used without their consent. In other local news, a paraglider fell from the sky in Queensland's Rainbow Beach. Maverick Robbins crashed into a sandstone cliff at the beach after a sudden wind change. He said, "I put my feet out in front of me and it just impacted so hard." Holding onto a small shrud for dear life, he managed to call emergency services. Firefighters and a rescue helicopter came to his aid and rescued the 23-year-old off the side of the cliff. In national news, a search is underway for a swimmer who went missing off the coast of Newcastle Beach. On Sunday afternoon, police were notified that an unidentified woman had gone into the water and never returned. The multifaceted marine search is already thoroughly searching the area. New South Wales Marine Rescue Inspector Courtney Greenslade has said conditions are favourable offshore this morning with seas under a metre and a 10 knot east to northeasterly wind. The woman has reportedly been seen wearing a pink top, black pants and no shoes. Anyone with additional information is encouraged to come forward.
Also in national news, David Doyle, a First Nations entrepreneur in Outback, New South Wales, is using the cultural traditions of his ancestors to help kickstart his very own business. The Bakanji man has used his traditional knowledge about native plants to make his own creams, soaps, and skincare products to sell commercially. Mr. Doyle said he started giving it away to family and friends, and of course they started giving it away and people started asking for it. Mr. Doyle's products are currently being sold online. In international news, Chinese officials are urging US President Donald Trump to remove tariffs as their trade war continues. The two biggest economies have been fighting through tariffs, with Trump's latest levy of 145%. China's Commerce Ministry said in a statement, "We urge the US to take a big step to correct its mistakes, completely cancel the wrong practice of reciprocal tariffs, and return to the right path of mutual respect." The Trump administration announced on Friday that some electronic products would be exempt. China has called the exemptions a small step by the US and are currently evaluating the impact of the move. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.